welcome to episode 10 of Hello Fairview. Wow, double digits. We are on our way. This is your local podcast for Fairview, made right here in Fairview for the people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is a weekly show released every Wednesday, featuring stories to aim to inform and inspire. Local radio stations and newspapers don't exist anymore in small towns like ours, so we'll use Hello Fairview to fill the void with news related to Fairview. This is a value for value podcast, which means you contribute what you can based on the value you receive. This is a concept founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host, John C. Dvorak, of the No Agenda Show over 18 years ago. Currently, this is just a one-man operation, so if you have any ideas, events, business opportunities, job openings, or news, let us know. If you just use the contact form on the website. You're a producer of the show. You are not the product like many others because your time and attention are not being sold to advertisers for value. So some shows are going to be longer, some will be shorter, but we'll do my best to keep things relevant. Traffic time. Normal busy. You could still wait about 2 to 5 minutes to make a left in the morning and the afternoon on Cumberland and 100 and those areas, especially around school. The Cumberland 100 intersection is still getting worked on. They're working on building the culverts on the east and westbound sides to widen the road and make basically little mini bridges. We are less than 1 year out from it being done, so we will hopefully see that it just keeps moving and keeps getting better. Red light update. We still have three, and we're waiting for the one eventually to be turned on at City Center entrance and at Cumberland 100, which I think the Cumberland 100 may be a year out or so for there. We don't know what that will really do to the traffic as a whole, but we will wait and see. City Center, there's still some construction and closures there as it looks like they're getting ready to actually start paving, which will be good. And let's get to work growing. So city news, got some commissioner updates. Commissioner reached out. The health department is still open across from the elementary school. It is recently being renovated and is ready to help. They have a stock of vaccines if needed and their medical services. So please go check them out. The Fairview Police Department Shop with a Cop program is wrapping up. All the nominations were supposed to be in last week, so it should be good. The City Blanket Drive is still running till the end of this weekend. This is the where it's going to be till the 24th at City Hall, and they're only accepting new blankets to be donated at City Hall. So just make your trip over there and do that. Christmas trees. There will be some Christmas trees for sale at Messick Chiropractic. By the Scouts BSA Troop 297 here in Fairview, and there'll also be Christmas trees at Farm Fresh Vintage. There may also be others, but I'll be on the lookout and keep an update. Black Friday is the best day to get them. If you have time to make it then, before or after your shopping, is probably the best day because that's when almost everybody will start selling Christmas trees. There was also a post on the city page thanking the people of the Fairview Community Education Player and their donation was Shop of the Cop, like we mentioned last time. Special election early voted has officially started here at the Fairview Rec Center, and we'll go from the 19th to the 26th, so basically from now until a little bit into next week. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays, and Saturday will be 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., with November 26th, the last day, closing early at noon, so do not get there late. There was even a trip from Vice President Kamala Harris this week to help promote Afton Bim. City gossip, kind of a new segment here, but I think it's there. There seems to be a possible scandal brewing, but I'm hoping to see some more deeper reporting with maybe a FOIA request to get some actual numbers instead of just an anonymous tipster. But it's being spread around social media, but it hasn't made it to any news stations or newspapers yet. So, you know, they're probably going to be waiting to hunt for some of those facts. But this is related to the city manager supposedly hiring Patty Carroll and Devin Halliburton for some city positions. And it's a hybrid role, unlike most of the other people that actually have to be there, and possibly issued a city vehicle. We will have to see how it pans out and anything takes off, but we don't know all the details, but we know some pieces, and we'll just have to see how it goes. I've got a link to one of the articles that referenced it. There's many others if you start searching around for it. We'll see. City updates, town meetings. Basically, we had no Board of Zoning Appeals since last time. Planning Commission, no new meetings. Board of Commissioners, none since the last one we covered. So that's going on there. Next meeting, we talked about this November 18th Planning Commission meeting. This was 163 homes approved. And just last month on 10/14 at the Planning Commission, that was 183 homes. So it's getting spicy. So on the November 18th Planning Commission meeting, we had the main thing. I won't read all these by detail, but I wrote really good notes for it. But basically, we had, it looks like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 public comments before everything got cooking. And it was all to do with the Richvale subdivision, the Brightland homes, and DRB homes, because DRB bought Brightland, and these major structural issues with their houses, where some of them are anywhere looking at $20,000 to $150,000 to fix it, mold issues, abnormally soft floors, breaking floor joists, wireless ceiling trusses and roof trusses that aren't actually connected to the walls. They're just floating. So major problems in this subdivision. And this was just a couple of the houses, and apparently it's almost all of the houses. I'm not sure if they're phase 1, 2, 3, or 4, but everyone that was there had their house no more than 14 months. So it's relatively new houses. These houses were 700,000 to a million plus, and they're having these types of problems. And I don't know. It's very, very sad. And I don't know what's going to be done, but we're just going to keep watching it. And I know there's a lot of work being done, and we'll get into that. So the next thing was the agenda and minutes both passed 8-0 unanimous, no big deal. There was no old business, but there was new business. And so one of them was PC Resolution 4625, which was another Richvale subdivision, which was phase 5 of that. This passed 7-1 with Mayor Anderson abstaining for vote. This is 39 homes put on 17 acres. This went back and forth a little bit, got a little heated with some questions of people saying maybe we should stop work order. The city attorney said you need to focus on the ordinance and the planning and not on previous phases. This is a phase 5 proposal. And so after going back and forth and a couple times when the crowd was talking to the DRB or Brightland Homes representative, that they said you need to be quiet and be professional and we've got to get through this. This isn't about their issues. This is about this issue. So it was definitely one of the more interesting ones that have happened in a while. So it's passed. It's moving on. There'll be more homes. PC Resolution 4725 passed 8-0. No questions. This was 29 homes on 15 acres. This is the Hatcher Heights subdivision. Person got up there. They didn't ask any questions. I guess everything looked good with the final plat. PC Resolution 4825 passed 8-0. There was a question on whether the residence that was close to this was on well water, but they were unable to find out. There was talk about erosion control and how this property should be unaffected either way if the person's on well water, that based on what they're doing. There was a question about a buffer along the Crowcut Road and responded about those properties that were not required, but the builder was going to put a semi-opaque buffer, which I guess means bushes you can see through or something. There was a question of the definition. Mr. Greer said there wasn't anything that they knew officially. They're also showing a rear setback from extending the rear setback on these properties that are bordering the road and other interiors from 20 feet to 35 feet to help with planning, and they ask if they could make a conditional improvement, and it went back and forth with the city attorney and a couple of the commissioners, and was brought up there, and it was also a drainage swell, so that they added that for that conditional access. The motion was made to install a landscape border on the Crowcut roadside of at least 20 feet wide, and that was approved 8-0, and that was for the Cove, which has 50 homes on 28 acres. So that's a big one there. And our next one was PC resolution 4925 passed 8-0. There was a question on whether there was an opportunity to connect this property to Boone Road. There was some limitations due to some drainage and the floodplain and the cemetery size. This Fairview 17, which is what this one's about, was 45 homes on 17 acres. So you can see the density of this stuff is pretty impressive. One of the guys came from CLQ. The mayor made a comment that said that she appreciated that this was, they chose to go RS8 instead of RS5 based on city feedback. All these homes will have sprinklers because there is just one way in and one way out. So they'll all have fire protection built into it. There was a question about traffic study, and there wasn't one done because they didn't meet the threshold of 100 homes or more. So when it's 100 homes, they have to pay for a traffic study, is basically what we learned there. Then there was a question about how the connection could work. Mr. Greer expanded that, you know, these people could have access through frontage of Fairview Boulevard with a property to the west of this property if it was ever developed, which they expect it most likely will be, and that this would give them access edge along with Cedar Crest to the red light at City Center to hopefully make things a little easier for them. So we'll see how that goes. PC resolution 5025-80. This was just a calendar adoption for 2026 to February 2027. There was a couple typos and other things that were found, which is good that that's all situated now. And they talked about how they tried to make the schedule around Williamson County Schools so they didn't have conflicts, because they had a couple this year that they had to move around. And it's never going to be perfect, and we all understand that. PC resolution 5125 and 5225 were both acceptances of infrastructure from Adams Preserve and Pinnock Place. I didn't see any details on the agenda of that, and there wasn't any details on there, and they didn't talk about details. There was no questions, but I guess it means they have water or something. I don't know. We'll have to see. Then we got to the staff reports, and the city planning staff was the first one. They talked about the development code and how there's 194 comments that have been submitted, and around 50 of those were all related to the old Harding Road conditional use for the racetrack that was submitted, which they were all just copy and paste. So it was multiple people submitting the exact same request based on conditional use and how they should change some of the words for some of that to make sure it doesn't happen and they can't come back and do it again. Attached to the reports, they're working on getting staff comments for each one of those public comments. So you'll see that in the next little bit. The city attorney mentioned that, one of the commissioners asked if there was ways to change the ordinances afterwards. And he said, yes, it's very regular for cities to do that. But the most important thing is to actually save up a couple. You don't want to approve changes to your ordinance every single meeting, because you'll have one every single meeting. And so that was also good to note. There was also a question about the certificate of occupancy in light of the public comments of Richvale and what we should do. And if they adhered to the codes, and they said that they use the ICC codes or IRC codes. And so the inspections have to be completed. A question was asked if you needed a structural engineer to approve this, and they said it's not required for residential, which makes sense. There was also, talking about the open position still for the associate planner, and they asked a question if 2 hours was going to be enough time to review the development code, because it's a long, big thing. And he said yes, based on if you go ahead and review it now, ask a couple questions before this meeting, that they'll have basically 3 weeks to do that. And I've attached those there in the show notes so you can see that. The city manager talked about the Richvale residents and how he's been working with them as much as they can. He has empathy for their situation. We've requested inspection reports be sent to the planning staff and a list of options to be prepared of what we can do, and that will be emailed out soon. There's only so much the city can do in a situation like this, and once ownership of the property has been taken by the tenant, the person, after the building process is complete, right? So while they're building, the city does have some control, but once it's been turned over and that occupancy has been issued and the deed has been moved over, then that limits their powers.
City engineer staff reports, nothing tonight. City attorney, nothing tonight. He was very active the rest of the night, you know, throughout this. So it was there. Planning commission roundtable, nothing for Mr. Ritt. And I may have got some of these names mixed up, so I'm sorry about that before we start here. Mr. McDonald asked when did we find out about these Richvale issues? Mr. Greer said on October 19th or 29th. Mr. King asked about promoted the Saturday at 3 p.m. Charlotte Middle School. The 8 to 9 year old Titans will be playing against Burns. Both teams are undefeated to this point, so someone's going to have to finally lose. And the Titans haven't let another team score on them this whole year, which is great. Mr. Cowley said thanks for everything, and you know, Thanksgiving. Mr. Pape said thanks to the team and all their work for the ordinance stuff that they've been doing, which is good. And Mr. Dawson, thanks for helping getting the amendment sorted out, because there was a lot of verbiage going back and forth of how to structure that conditional use for that opaque barrier for that subdivision. And thanks to everyone that came out for public comment, and his prayers are with them for resolution. Mary Anderson, when she got there, she mentioned how frustrated she is to see this stuff as a person. She cares about them and what she can do, but she'll work in her official capacity where she can. She also talked about how nice the development is and how these homes are so expensive, and it's the most single expensive item you'll ever buy. And it's disturbing that this type of stuff is happening to just not just one house, but maybe even up to 15 houses. I don't know the exact logistics of what they can do, but these little things we're used to, like, you know, nail pops and paint stuff, and this little trim came off and this is loose or whatever, but major structural and mold issues is so crazy. Citizen Lisa says that she should be able to, they shouldn't be able to build here anymore. But Mayor Lisa knows that there doesn't appear to be an avenue to make that happen. She also wanted to say that she'd like it to stop before so they can get this stuff fixed, because that would probably be the only way they could do it, but there might not be a legal way to do that. She is worried also, based on a couple of people's comments, based on their 1 year warranty, is that she is worried that this company may actually be purposely stalling to not fix these or acknowledge these issues to that 1 year warranty has expired, and then there is no recourse for the owner. So, you know, $10,000 or $150,000 will have to be shelled out by them. So that is not good. Board of Commissioners, there's no new meetings. There is one tonight this week on November 20th. And the agenda for that is, you know, city manager report, approving the minutes, 6125, which is a resolution for adopting the schedule from the Planning Commission that we just talked about and making that official. There's resolution 5425, which is the Board of Commissioners authorizing install stop signs on Old National Road at Jones Lane. So that's Commissioner Hall doing that. Resolution 6025, which is allowing the fire department to participate in the James L. Richardson Driving Training Grant Program. So we'll see what that is. Parks and Landscape Board action items. And this is Commissioner Roberts. So this was from the previous meeting of the Board of Commissioners, where we said, what is the Park and Landscape Board doing? Because this is like a non-governmental body. Maybe they can do something to help. And so we'll see what that is. And then there was also a discussion added of talking about the out parcel into the land trust, which was going to be the shooting range, which has changed back to nothingness. And this is Commissioner Roberts doing that. Next Board of Commissioners Town Hall is January 29th, 2026. Parks and Landscape Board is December 1st at 7 p.m. at the Historic Village at Triangle School. Round Town Coffee, there's not one until January 14th, 2026, and there's no beer board planned. The state of Tennessee. The government shutdown is done, basically. Now that only buys us some time and will require more votes and deals to be made for another shutdown to happen, because this continuing resolution obviously has expirations in it. Just like we said early, former vice president came to support Afton Bin in a rally, holding a megaphone and doing their thing. There wasn't any really good clips of that because the audio wasn't very good. Our governor is planning to appeal a ruling from a Davidson County chancellor on Monday that temporarily blocked Governor Lee from continuing to deploy the Tennessee National Guard in Memphis. December 2nd, just like we talked about, is our special election for the 7th U.S. District, which is our U.S. House seat for Afton Bend for the Democrats and Matt Van Epps for the Republicans based on the primary results. More news is going back and forth now about the other potential seats and stuff like that. But right now, turnout is down over 75% for Middle Tennessee. So there is not a lot of people getting out and voting, and early voting is now official. And I'd recommend everyone doing that instead of waiting to December 2nd and going through that. The Music City Loop is really starting to digging. There's a little bit, some very large machinery is moving in. And so that will start actually making the big loop instead of just drilling some of the stuff. And there was also a report in the news there that they're going to make 20 stops along the way from the airport to downtown. And I don't see how that would work well when the Las Vegas tunnel only has one beginning, one end, nothing in the middle, because it's not either fast or efficient. So we've talked about this before. Like if this was just a rail system underground subway, that would be a whole nother ball of wax. Today, the Tennessee Department of Education announced key dates for the Education Freedom Scholarship Program's second year in implementation. It's encouraged and interested families across the state to apply for the Universal School Choice Program that allows parents to choose the school that best fits their child's needs, regardless of income level or zip code. The Bills. So nothing is going on this week except to the 24th next week. I figured they would have just taken the week off and this week off or did it this week. But on November 24th at 11 a.m., the Joint Committee is meeting at the State Building Commission and Executive Subcommittee. Of course, like always, pretty much no agenda, so you can't figure that. How's the Hill? Well, how's the Hill right now? It's passable. It's been kind of rainy, and it's apparently going to get colder soon. The weather guessers are predicting the highs maybe in the 60s with lows in the 20s starting next Wednesday, next show day. So it's going to be a little nice, a little soggy, but it's going to go there. New businesses, nothing new was spotted. Ace Hardware is still brewing. Other than that, I haven't spotted anything else. There's still a couple open spots at where Cornerstone and Papa John's is, so we'll have to see there. Farmers Market, make sure you head to the Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donuts for their life-changing apple fritters located across the road from Publix. There are so many good places to get local beef, pork, breads, treats, local fruits and vegetables, along with some hot sauce, fishing lures, and a lot of other holiday gifts this time of year. So definitely go support some local businesses. Brick and mortar highlight. We're going to do this week. We're going to do Fairview Family Dentistry over in the Publix parking lot. And this is Dr. Devin is the founder and owner of that at Fairview Family Dentistry. We are happy to serve our patients in the community in a friendly, comfortable, relaxing, and professional environment. We are a family-focused practice, proficient in treating adults, teens, and children. Our services range from preventative care and restorative procedures to emergency care and cosmetic dentistry. So I've got their link there. They've always done a really good job, so good for there. Then we found this one in our local business. This is Big Heart Moving Company. Big Heart Moving Company is locally owned and operated outside of Kingston Springs and serving the surrounding areas. Their home address is here in Fairview. We take pride in our exceptional customer service and enjoy helping people through the stress of moving because it's never fun. So good thing for those businesses. Job openings. Still a pile of jobs. Obviously, at the city, we still have some police officer position open. That associate planner is open. We still have something at Walmart, Cornerstone, Publix, Dunkin', Boys and Girls Club, both Subways, The Pearl, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Sonic, McDonald's, Tractor Supply Co., Marmon Holdings, Hardee's, and Destination Pet LLC. If there's anybody else that has job openings, make sure you just use the contact form on the website, and we will do it. History nugget. This week, we'll talk about Cherokee Hill Lane. The area now known as Fairview was first inhabited by Native Americans, included the Cherokees, Chickasaws, Choctaws, Creeks, and Shawnees. They used the Natchez Trace to get up and down, which runs close to the center of what we call now as Franklin, on their hunting trips into Mississippi. In 1798 was when the first white settlers arrived in the area that we are in now. Upcoming events, recap first. The fall market on the 15th looked like it went well based on the pictures from the vendors and other promotions. The Graceworks Mobile Food Pantry at the middle school on the 15th was also good, had lots of cars. They served a lot of people, and that's hopefully going to help a lot of people have a much better Thanksgiving in this week, too. So that's great. New events at November 21st at 1 to 2 p.m. is the Lift Leaf Critter Craft at Bowie. Westview United Methodist is on the 21st and 22nd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. is their 11th annual Community Education Christmas Marketplace. So you'll see that. November 22nd, the Bowie Book Club is meeting. Charlotte Middle School, just like we talked about, on Saturday at 3 p.m. is kickoff for the Tri-County Super Bowl. So that'll be good. That's the Fairview Titans versus the Burn Cowboys. So that'll be really cool. November 24th is the 12 to 3 p.m. is a volunteer opportunity, cider and service day. So that'll be kind of cool. On the town, November 27th, on the game day of Thanksgiving, 7:30 to 9:30, Anytime Fitness will have its 5K turkey trot and 1 mile run for fun run. December 5th is when the Christmas tree will be lit. December 6th at 10 a.m. is when the Christmas parade is. At Fairview Middle School Theater is having the Addams Family on December 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. So make sure you can get your tickets for that. For the kids, there are tons of activities and sports to do here in Fairview to keep your kids engaged. There are some cheer programs, recreational teams from baseball, basketball, football, and many others. There's a thriving Girl Scout and Scout BSA program in Fairview. There are many other things for your kids to do. And if your kids if you have kids in homeschool, there's still lots of things for them to do. So make sure if they're homeschooler, you're checking out the Bowie Park schedule for a lot of clubs that meet there that have attendance caps so we can do it. There's also Lala's Dance Studio and Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer. There's also an excellent Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu place that teaches way more than just moves called Vigilance Martial Arts. And we have an amazing wrestling program with some summer options with Jacket Youth Wrestling. So definitely check out that. School news. No school November 24th through 28th. So basically the next week off. That is awesome for them. Hawk and Tiger news. No new things since last week. And, there's nothing on their calendar. So we don't have really an idea. Falcon news. The McTeacher night was a hit. The parking lot was full and there was teachers there. The drive-through seemed to be bumping also. The PTO wreaths, if you've ordered one, you'll be picking that up on December 1st from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Lala's Dance Studio. So thank you, Lala's Dance Studio, for supporting middle school like that and the PTO. No big other news or updates were seen other than what we reported last time, which is if you like Adidas, you can use the code FMS18ADP and you'll get 10% will go to the General Athletics Fund, which will have that. And we have the list in the show notes to get your tickets for the Addams Family for December and how you can support there. And then in Jacket news, the 2025 TSSAA 3A football championship is over for the Jackets with a 35-52 loss to Dyersburg. It was a great game and a good fight, and the team should be proud of how far and how deep they made it into the championship. Just like we've talked about before, every Friday the school year, they'll have Kona Ice and Tom's Coffee. The senior jackets and rings can be ordered now. I have finished adding the whole year's wrestling calendar to our city calendar on the website, and since it was posted on Fairview then and now. Senior portraits and senior ads are due in November 21st, so basically, the end of this week. Wrestling will be at Eagleville and Warren County on the 22nd. The ASVAB test is on December 9th in the Learning Lab. If you're thinking about joining the military, this is a must-have. It'll determine what you can pick. I suggest studying and getting the best grade, just like and treat it like your SAT or ACT if you were going to college. We're proud to announce that the Jobs for Tennessee graduates, JAG students, represented Fairview with the Excellence Regional Championship out in Murfreesboro. And so that was good for them to see that stuff going on. It looks like the high school bowling team is doing it, did its last practice today on the 20th. We'll have some trips to Thunder Alley, get your roll on. And if there's any 8th to 12th graders that are looking for a creative outlet this winter, join us for an unforgettable season by the hit Broadway Waitress. Tryout dates are November 21st, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. So that's this Friday. Regular rehearsals will be Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 7:30. No experience necessary. Bring your energy and enthusiasm. So we'll see that. Tryouts and rehearsals at the Fairview High School. And yep. And so then we had a link last week and still again this week to support the Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America, FCCLA, formerly known as the Future Homemakers of America, in a care closet and donation. So if you can help them out, that'd be great. If you have a student driving, make sure they check in with the principal to get their Schoology link for Checkpoint's driving program and your parking pass. Faith moment. This is another sermon from our Fairview zone, Ian Gilchrist at One Church Home. This is still tracking the story of David in 2 Samuel, but this talks about his brokenness, especially in his later years, and how it led to great things. So let's just get into it.
Your worship will never be deeper than your humility. Let me say that one more time. Your worship will never be deeper than your humility. Brokenness is the soil where true praise grows. We want to learn how to worship like David. We want to find ourselves in that place that can say, no matter what I've been through, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what's to come, God, I praise you for your faithfulness, for your consistency, for the way you love us and never give up on us. We want to keep that kingdom perspective. It will happen on a bended knee to say, God, I've messed up. So it's not to say we're never going to walk in victory. We're going to do all that. But sometimes victory is found on your knees before a mighty and holy king. Saying, God, I'm imperfect. I've screwed up again. God, I feel like my knees are busted. I feel like I live there. God, I can't believe you're using me. I can't believe you do that. I can't. But look at what you've done. Look at your faithfulness. Allowing sin to have its way, crushing us, and allowing from that humility, God, to prosper and do what we never could imagine. It is the bedrock of our worship. The other thing I want to note from this song is that God restores our purpose through his faithfulness. 29 and 31, those verses, it says, "For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He's a shield to all who trust him." See, David is shifting now from the confession and contrition of his sin to the confidence he now has in God. He's celebrating that God's word still stands. Even after his moral failure, even after his family disaster, even after all that's gone on, divine faithfulness is what lights his path again. It's so common, I feel like, as people of faith, as Christians, to go, when times are good, when things are going great, when things are operating the way we think they should be going, and, you know, we get the promotion, we get the thing, we get into the fill in the blank, all those things kind of, the way kind of opens up to us, it's like, God is with me. Like, it's easy to think about, you know, I've been blessed and God's been faithful. What about when the road is rocky? What about where it feels like you slip and fall and you in the mud keeps? Like, what about when times are hard and the doors aren't opening and we can't make sense of why God would allow this and why God? It's really easy in that moment to get jaded and frustrated and fearful and assume he's left you. I mean, I'm not trying to put myself in the text. Let's all just take a second, though. If God had anointed you to be the king, He had taken you through all the valleys. He had taken you through the caves. He had saved you and redeemed you. He had been walking with you. He had given you the kingdom. He had given you authority. He gave you everything over all those years that he finally had promised. Like, if you had done all that, and then all of a sudden you had a complete moral disaster that was very public, so much so that you end up impregnating this person. She goes, you know, just the whole mess of Bathsheba. Then your kingdom gets stolen from you by your child because of an issue you had over here and a lack of courageousness. Like you would assume at that moment on the other side of David dealing with Absalom, you would assume that he's just going, God's done with me. Who wouldn't think that? You'd go, yeah, God's finished. Like the story's over. The lights are out. The covenant is broken. Like, he would just assume that it's over. And yet David has confidence. He has a confidence in him to say, listen, even through all the things I've done, why does he have the confidence? Because he has an awareness, a theology, an understanding of God that's right. That God didn't anoint him because of his merit, and he's not letting go of him because of his brokenness. David didn't earn God's love. He didn't earn God's anointing. He didn't do anything to get it. And so what in us makes us think that we can do a bunch of stuff to lose it? This happens every day with Christians. This happens all the time. Where we go, well, I've screwed up, and I'll, you know, I did this, and I just need to kind of pay my penance, and I need to kind of stay away, and you know, I hide from God. I'm not going back to church. I'm not going to small group. I'm not going to my men's group. I'm not going to my women's group because I failed. I made a failure, and I don't, you know, I'm just embarrassed. I don't want to look like I'm a you know, two-faced kind of person. And we hide from God in a moment where God's going, what are you hiding from? You didn't do anything to get into my presence. Why would you think that doing something would keep you away from me? I died so you could be with me. And so there's this reality that David was aware. It's not by my merit that God's been faithful to me. It's because it's who he is, and that becomes part of his song. He restores David, not by David's actions, but because of his own, God's faithfulness. 2 Timothy 2:13, it says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. When failures darken your path, beloved, it's God's word that will relight our way. Restoration isn't the erasing of our past. It's the redemption of it. That's what David understood. That's what David was able to get a hold of. And finally, I think this is perhaps the most important thing, right? Like, David is singing this song. He's making this final song to God that we have recorded in 2 Samuel. We see this story where God leaves his legacy through a worshiping heart. I think the most defining feature about King David, as we look at his courageousness, as we look at his leadership, as we look at his all the things he does and accomplishes, the very thing that I believe is the most defining part of who he is that he started as a worshiper out in the field, and he's going to end as a worshiper on the throne. That's what makes him David. We're going to move forward to 2 Samuel 23, 1 and 2. It says, these were the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse, thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. David's final identity isn't king, and it isn't warrior. It's psalmist. His defining characteristic is that the Spirit spoke through him. This is the prophetic legacy of David. The title Sweet Psalmist of Israel ties back to his youth. We could go all the way back to 1 Samuel 16:23, when his harp soothes Saul's torment. The Spirit that once flowed through a shepherd's song now concludes through a king's psalm. The same anointing carried from his pasture to his palace of prosperity. We see David defining himself, saying, listen, all the things I've gone through, all the things I've done, all my wins and all my losses, the thing that really defines me is not my victories on the battlefield. It's not my victories in political or geopolitical politics. It's not my wins or my losses. It's the song God's put on my heart. Your life's highest title is not your role, but it's the relationship you have with God. As we think about this, an application for our own life, we think about what do we do with what David is revealing, what David has done, and how David is starting to finish his race as we look at this, the entirety of his life. I'm not saying that everybody in this room is a songwriter. That would probably get interesting. But I am saying that every one of you have a song that God's putting on your heart, a story that he's writing in you. And you're not going to be defined by every part of the story, the highs and the lows. You're not going to be defined by your greatest accomplishments. You're going to be defined by his faithfulness through it all. We're going to be able to leave behind a sound of worship, not the noise of success. David's story ends where it began, with worship. The boy who sang to sheep now sings as the king restored. His failures didn't define him. The one defining feature of David is the way he responded to God, and ultimately how he recognized how God responded to him. Psalm 18:46 says, "The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted." That's the defining song of David. So my encouragement for you today, my application for us today, is to look at our own story, to look at our own life, to look at our own situation, no matter where you've been or what you've been through, and allow the perspective of David, the perspective of an aged king that had been through it all, allow that perspective of looking back on his story and not letting any one of the situations define him, but seeing this weave, this thread of God's faithfulness through it all. Let that be in us too, that we could understand that what we're going through, I believe there's people in this room right now going through it, wondering, will this define me? Is this my future? Is this all I'm going to get? Is this the best I've got? I can't believe it got here. And my encouragement, my exhortation to you today is to start looking for the faithfulness of God right in the middle of it, and watch and see how he doesn't birth a song out of your life. He's not done. Amen? Amen. Father, we love you. We thank you for David. As we start to wrap up this series, I pray that we would see the perspective of all that he went through. And just like him, we'd let it start to write that song in our heart. As we keep our eyes lifted up upon you and who you are and what you've done, knowing that what we're going through is difficult and hard, and sometimes we caused it and sometimes we did it, and sometimes it's fair and sometimes it's unfair. All of it is just part of the story you're writing. So Lord, give us a posture of courage to hit our knees in humility and say, use us how you want to, O King. O King that made a way where there was no way, who brought us home through the person of Jesus. Use our lives as you see fit and help us to be faithful as you are faithful. We honor you today and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen, church. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Have a fantastic week.
Welcome back. I hope you learned a little bit of this brokenness and how it shapes and how it can lead you to your intended path. And sometimes that is part of the process. And so thank you for that great message, Ian. Donations. On the donations front, nothing new from Fountain. We'll have other payment options soon, just waiting to get some tax stuff finished. But we are good in Fountain. So if you use the Fountain app, you can send a boost and that will work perfectly. We're just working on the credit cards and that type of stuff like that. It's definitely kind of annoying. And so we are going to have monthly supporter options for $3.50. If you haven't seen any of the website, please take a look. We've added a lot of stuff. There's a lot of businesses listed. There was a discussion about trash options in the city of Fairview for pickup. And we listed all that out, even some of the free options, which is make your run to the convenience center or to the Pinewood dump. And along with what you can take to the Pinewood dump, which I think is very important because it's a very common question asked. And so there's a lot of different tiers that we're hopefully going to offer for that. So in closing, thank you. I hope you found this podcast helpful, that there was some news that you didn't know. Please help support your show with your time, talents, or treasure. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please share it with us. You are a producer of the show. Your talent, if you have any skills that can help the show with Fairview, let us know. And that talent may be that you know about some events or you work or you're a coach for a team, and you can send us your calendar and we can put it on there for the whole city to have access to. And treasure, if you are receiving this product for free without any paid advertisement, you're getting truly local news. And if that's worth something, like, you know, a coffee or something, just please consider supporting us financially and using this value for value system so that we can do even more. Please follow us on social media at hellofairview.com. And as always, a lot of things are coming. And thank you.